The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Good morning and welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health. Today, we're going to be discussing Veterans Affairs Healthcare System, which is working to help our veterans access healthcare services and benefits that they've earned. And we're also going to be discussing the Promise to Address Comprehensive Toxics Act. And our two guests are Len Okel. He is United States Marine Corps retired, currently VA Hudson Valley Healthcare System Outreach Coordinator. And we also have with us Terry McGuire, who is the Public Affairs Specialist for the PACT Act Outreach and Engagement for Upstate New York. And we're going to find out about the PACT Act in the second segment of the show when Terry will tell us all about it. So, gentlemen, welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio.
Thank you, Vincent. Thank you for having us.
So let's start with the basics, Len, if you would. What is the Veterans Affairs Healthcare System? When was it started? What is its mission? What does it do?
So VA is the largest integrated veteran healthcare system here in the United States. It mostly caters for veterans and to some extent their family members.
And who is eligible for healthcare?
So if you're a veteran, you may be eligible for VA healthcare benefits if you served on active duty and didn't receive a dishonorable discharge.
So in other words, so are you automatically qualified if you got an honorable discharge then?
I'm going to touch on current and former members of the Reserve and National Guard, right? Mm-hmm. So if they were called to active duty by a federal order and completed the full period for which they were called for, then they might be eligible to, VA benefits. So you being honorable, there are some other income threshold that are considered, but if a veteran wants to know more about it, they can go to va.gov and they'll get more information based on what they're looking for in terms of eligibility.
And so when you say the healthcare, VA healthcare system, what does that mean? Where is it located in proximity to, say, to Ulster County?
So here in Ulster County, I'll just say within Ulster County, so we have a main VA hospital in Albany, and we also have another main facility in Hudson Valley, and that's at the Castle Point campus.
And I know that our local Ulster County VA agency has transportation to both sites, I believe. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And so you mentioned in the notes something about TRICARE. What is that about in relation to the VA health system?
So TRICARE is the Department of Defense healthcare system. So active duty veterans are served with TRICARE, but it's part of the VA eligibility too. So if you're having TRICARE, then you're eligible to use the VA based on your TRICARE eligibility.
So the TRICARE is just for what the period when you're in active service, and then afterwards the VA system kicks in. Okay, so walk us through the situation where someone is about to retire from the military or just retired. How do they apply? How do they learn about it, apply, and enroll?
So most of the branches have a program, TAPS program, which helps with transition. But if you're just a regular veteran, you can either apply by phone by calling 833-577-5646, and that's Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., or you can also download the application form at va.gov/healthcare, and it kind of gives you instruction how to apply. Or you can even go in person. You can apply in person at the closest VA near you. The Ulster, you have the VA Hudson Valley, which is at Castle Point in Wappingers, or VA Albany. Mm-hmm. Also, you can apply with the help of trained professional, like the Veteran Service Organization.
Right. So even Ulster County Veteran Services Agency has counselors that will help you do that. And
yes,
that can be found right on the Ulster County website. Talk a little bit, Len, about the benefits of enrolling for VA healthcare.
So the benefits of enrolling with VA healthcare are plenty. So one, VA healthcare meets the minimum essential coverage required under the Affordable Care Act. And medical care is rated among the best here in the U.S. for veterans. There's no open season. You don't have to pay no enrollment fee, no monthly premiums or deductibles. And then you have more than 1,700 VA medical facilities available nationwide. So if you're a veteran who's enrolled and you're traveling or spending time away from your preferred facility, you can obtain care at any VA healthcare facility across the country.
So is it just at VA healthcare facilities, or are private practices included if need be?
If you're eligible for VA community care, you can also be referred out to the community. If you're experiencing emergency or urgent issues, you can be seen at any emergency care in the community. You just have to notify the VA within 72 hours, and the VA will pay for that cost of care that you've incurred.
So is that like emergency care centers? What about emergency departments at hospitals? Like, say, if you're, God forbid, you get into an accident or whatever, you can still get to the closest emergency room and have that covered?
Yes, sir. If you're enrolled in a VA system. That's why it's very important for veterans out there to be enrolled into the VA system. So if you're enrolled, you can go to any emergency, care hospital, any emergency care hospital or community facility, but then just notify the VA within 72 hours and they'll take care of that.
And so the VA system plan, it's kind of in terms of comparability to, say, private insurance that I might have working for Ulster County or something, is it a pretty robust plan in terms of coverage?
Yes, it's a pretty robust plan. We have very many services that are covered under the VA.
And Vincent, just to be clear, I just wanted to jump in to be eligible for certain things, for example, cancer treatments or things like that. Mm-hmm. You normally have to, if you're going to be referred out, you have to be pre-approved for that service before you go ahead and take advantage of that. So under the Community Care Act, you can be referred to another facility. You just need the pre-approvals before you go. Just
got it. Thanks, Terry. Yes. Thank you. And what about if a veteran has other insurance, such as Medicare or Medicaid or even private insurance? Does that affect their VA health benefits?
No, it does not affect their benefits. And that's one other advantage of signing up for VA healthcare, because you have freedom to use other plans with your VA healthcare. So the care is seamless. You can have your primary care doctor on the outside, and you can still have your primary care doctor at the VA, and they all work together. So mm-hmm. Your private insurance, the VA, it all works together.
That's really great. And so if veterans are moving, say, to another state, they're enrolled in the New York, I mean, is that you're enrolled nationally when you enroll? So you're eligible anywhere?
Yes.
That's great. And what about like travel expenses to get to a VA facility? Let's say a veteran is not located close in Ulster County. I mean, Albany's reasonable and Castle Point's reasonable, but what if you're not?
So some veterans are eligible but not all. Not all. Some veterans qualify if they meet a specific criteria. They can receive travel benefits. They can be reimbursed for their mileage back and forth. Yes.
So Lynn, what is a VA service connected rating? You have that in your notes. How does a veteran establish that?
So a service connecting rating is an official ruling by VA that your illness or condition is directly related to your active military service. So to obtain more information or to apply for any of these benefits, you can contact your nearest VA regional office at 800-827-1000 or visit ebenefits.va.gov.
Sounds great. And, this sounds like a pretty good program that our veterans so richly deserve. They've earned it, and it's great. And, we're going to, after the break, we're going to turn to Terry, who's going to tell us about the PACT Act, which is something I'm very curious about. So, Len, thank you for your answers, and we'll be back after these short breaks. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio.
Thank you, Vince.
Westchester Medical Center Health Network's new Health Alliance Hospital is open in Kingston at 105 Mary's Avenue. The new hospital delivers on WMC Health's commitment to provide access to advanced healthcare right here in this community. Our comfortable and welcoming New Health Alliance Hospital has highly skilled doctors, nurses, and staff. We are ready to make your healthcare experience the best it can be. Here are just a few of the services ready to take care of you and your loved ones when you need us. A new emergency department with 24/7 triage for behavioral health needs, life-saving advanced cardiology programs, family birth center, private rooms, precise imaging technology, critical care support. And later this year, our inpatient psychiatry program will be reestablished to complement existing emergency and outpatient programs. Go to hahv.org for information. That's hahv.org.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay. Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's been said that when someone you love has Parkinson's, you have Parkinson's. The Parkinson's Foundation knows that the disease doesn't just affect the diagnosed. It affects everyone who supports and helps care for them.
If you or someone you know is living with Parkinson's, a neurological disease that affects movement, we understand that it can be difficult to know where to find help.
If you have questions, the Parkinson's Foundation has answers. Answers for everyone in the fight.
We can help you understand the disease.
Help you find expert care and local support.
Give you tips for living a better life.
And share the latest research.
Find your answers and join us in the fight against Parkinson's.
To learn more, please go to parkinson.org.
Or call 1-800-473-4636.
That's 1-800-473-4636. The Parkinson's Foundation. Better lives together.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on the Hudson Valley's Talk and Sports Network, The Beacon.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Today we're talking about the VA healthcare system and also about the PACT Act, which is the Promise to Address Comprehensive Toxics Act. And our guest for that portion is Terry McGuire, who's the Public Affairs Specialist, PACT Act Outreach and Engagement for Upstate New York. So Terry, before we begin about explaining the PACT Act, tell me why you like VA healthcare services.
Well, I really like it, Vincent, as a veteran for one major reason. I can get approximately 90 to 95% of all my healthcare needs at one location. It's beautiful because I don't have to run all over the place to find parking spots or pay this or that, co-payments, just the laborious nature of travel in general nowadays. And I know some of those roads in the Hudson Valley can be jammed up at certain times of the day. So for me, it's having that access to healthcare all in one location that really makes it nice. And for my Western New York and Central New York friends upstate that have a lot more snow, we have a lot of snowbirds. A lot of people migrate down south, especially retirees. You know, they can go to West Palm Beach and log in, go to their healthcare VA healthcare clinic there, and have all their integrated healthcare records available to them. So I think that's really, to me, one of the big pluses of the system.
Yeah, it sounds great. So Terry, the Promise to Address Comprehensive Toxic Act, when I hear that, I think about burn pits. Explain to me what this is all about.
Sure. Well, the PACT Act, the Promise to Address Comprehensive Toxics Act, I know that's a lot of mouthful to say in one sentence, but it's perhaps the largest healthcare legislation and expansion in benefits in the VA since the GI Bill. you know, it was named after Sergeant First Class Heath Robinson, who was a National Guardsman from Minnesota, who died as a result of toxic exposures on the battlefield. So the PACT Act is a great expansion of benefits for veterans, not only for just things like burn pits. It could be for veterans of the Vietnam era, for Agent Orange, who may not have addressed that situation yet. So the PACT Act expands and extends eligibility with toxic exposures for veterans of the Vietnam era, Gulf War era, post 9/11 eras. It adds about 20 more presumptive conditions, and we'll talk about that, what presumptive means. But things like we had mentioned, burn pits, Agent Orange, other toxic exposures. And, you know, it includes things like you might not think of, but things like radiation, noise exposures, things that you might find in your motor pool during your veteran service, whether you're in the hull of a ship or in an aircraft bay or somewhere out in the Army motor pool, you know, when you're working on hydraulics and paints and things like that. So, you know, it requires, you know, a screening. We'll do a screening for you. And this screening and the information we gather helps us improve research, staff education, and other treatment related to toxic exposures.
Mm-hmm. And I unfortunately lost a friend who was a veteran who was exposed to burn pits, where basically, for listeners who don't know, you know, on bases where they just, you know, dig a trench and then burn all of the garbage. And the problem is when you just burn garbage of mixed garbage like that or whatever it is, it's not burned at a high enough temperature. It's not incinerated, so it doesn't really burn off the toxins. They just kind of vaporize into the air that then soldiers breathe. And then I'm assuming that when you talked about radiation, it has to do with like depleted uranium shells that they use for artillery and stuff like that.
It can. What our listeners may not know is depleted uranium is used as a very, very dense material in artillery shells and tank rounds that help us penetrate the armor of the opposition. And when we do that, sometimes that depleted uranium fallout, you know, could be blown in the wind somewhere around that destroyed vehicle. And some of our service members could breathe that in. So, yes, depleted uranium could be a condition that would qualify you for the PACT Act.
Mm-hmm. And what is so you mentioned presumptive illness. What is that?
Yeah, presumptive illnesses basically are those conditions that the VA has identified as being on a list. And if you are a veteran that has a diagnosis for that condition or that illness, and you can relate it to the geography where you served, whether it's on a ship, tank, or, you know, battlefield, if you can relate and connect those two dots, we will be able to process your claim very quickly and efficiency without a lot of bureaucracy. Basically, we presume that because you served at this location and you have this condition, we're going to marry those two things together and get your claim processed as quickly as possible.
So in other words, the client doesn't have to establish that beyond a reasonable doubt, right?
It's right. Not like a courtroom. Yeah, exactly. So for example, there are many different cancers covered by this. It could be brain cancer, it could be glioblastomas, head cancers, kidney cancers, melanomas, neck cancers of any type, pancreatic cancer. There's a lot of different cancers, a lot of illnesses that include respiratory type illnesses in particular, you know, whether it's chronic rhinitis or sinusitis, emphysema. There's a lot of them on the VA website that we can adjudicate. And again, if you have one of those diagnoses and you can prove where you were and how you deployed, we'll marry those two together without a lot of fanfare and get that claim established for not only monetary compensation but to provide for your healthcare needs as well. And by the way, the PACT Act covers a lot of families as well, families and the dependents of those victims on the battlefield. So we do have programs that will help out family members. One of them is called the DIC program, Dependency and Indemnity Compensation Program, that can help establish payments and benefits for those folks that have left us. For example, Agent Orange victim, they've died. The family knows that diagnosis, and they can prove it. If they apply for it, they could receive either a monthly benefit or a one lump sum kind of compensation. So there's a lot of accrued benefits for them if they reach out to us.
Mm-hmm. And you said that establishing the diagnosis. So what if, is there kind of a screening process in that one can go for without having to go through a complicated diagnosis or?
Yes. The screening process, you can go to any VA clinic or facility throughout the entire country. And I know in Ulster County, you also have the VA clinic there in Kingston on Frank Sotel
Boulevard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Frank Sotel mm-hmm. Boulevard. And you can get a screening there from a qualified person that can go through and ask you the right questions there. So basically every veteran involved in VA healthcare will receive an initial screening and a follow-up screening at least once every 5 years. And so veterans who aren't enrolled, who meet eligibility requirements, can enroll and receive the screening. And, you know, at the screening, you're going to be asked, you know, about open pits, open burn pits and other airborne hazards, Gulf War related exposures, Agent Orange, radiation, if they were at Camp Lejeune, or any other place that had contaminated water exposures. So there's a lot of things there. And the screener, once you go to a VA facility, the vet should ask about screening at their next VA healthcare appointment if they're already enrolled. And to get one sooner, you can contact your local VA health facility and they'll get you screened using one of these exposure screening navigators that can help you out.
So I'm assuming, you know, a lot of private insurance companies, unfortunately, health insurance companies, you know, work to try to deny coverage as much as possible, you know, and it's right. Unfortunate. I'm assuming that this is a little bit different case where the counselors are working to help veterans.
It is. It is. And you know what? In a way, I'll leave it like this. We compete in the marketplace for our veterans' health care just like any other private system. We have to prove ourselves every day to make sure that we have a great environment, a trusting environment to provide their health care. And if we don't do that, we fully realize that there are others out there that are willing to do that and do it better. So we have to be on our A game every day to try to attract veterans, keep them, because quite frankly, and this is not a secret, but if we lose veterans in our census, we lose fundings for them. And so when I always hear from veterans, it's one of those things like, well, I don't want to take away from my fellow veterans or my buddies because I'm using the system. Nothing could be further than the truth. If you fail to use the system that's been given to you by the American people through our laws and through our funding, those things will go away and you won't be able to help your buddy because the system and the capacity won't be there for them. So I always encourage people, you're helping your buddy. You're helping your buddy by using the system. It's just like anything else. Things left to themselves tend to atrophy. And We want to make sure we provide a vibrant system for our veterans.
Sounds good. So before we're rapidly running out of time, just provide us with where folks can go for more information. Both of you, if you would, just very quickly.
I'm going to leave that to Lenny.
Okay.
He's more local in Ulster County. I think he has most of the resources there. And I think Lenny can provide most of those key numbers and contacts, especially in Kingston and other places.
Go ahead, Lenny, you're on.
Oh, yeah. Just to reiterate a little bit what Terry was mentioning here. The thing is, veterans who are enrolled in VA healthcare are proven to have better health outcomes than those who get their care elsewhere. So veterans, for more information, they can call our benefits helpline at 877-222-8387, Monday through Friday, as I said, or they can go to va.gov/healthcare for more information.
And you can also go to the Ulster County Veterans Services Agency, which you can find online on the Ulster County website, which you can search for. Thank you, gentlemen. You're terrific. Thanks for the work that you do for our veterans and for our community.
We appreciate it.
Thank you for speaking.
And this being Suicide Prevention Month, also you can hit 988, press 1, and that'll get you to the Veterans Crisis Line.
Perfect. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.